You got your Bible, open to Genesis 1. I was asked a while back if I could pick only three passages to describe salvation. You know, what three passages would I pick? Well, number one, Genesis 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God, Elohim God, created the heavens and the earth. And so from the very beginning, we learn who our originator is, our creator. We begin to learn our purpose. You know, why are we here? Right? That's one of the biggest questions that you can ever, why am I here? What is my purpose? Right? So we get it just in that one verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So we get our beginning. And then all of your Old Testament, now I want you to go to Matthew 1 and verse 1, but all of your Old Testament, a good way to remember it is we got a sin problem and God's got a plan. Right? That's what the garden was all about. That key verse, chapter 3, verse 15, but that's not one of my, if I could have four, I'd throw in Genesis 3 and verse 15. But it's all about Jesus is coming, right? You get a sin problem. All of your Old Testament, Redeemer's coming. Right? And throughout the Old Testament, that promise of redemption was given to Abraham, then given to David. And so we're reminded of that in the very first verse of the New Testament. In the book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. That's what your whole Old Testament's about. Right? We learned who our God is, where we came from, we got a sin problem, God's got a plan. Promise that to Abraham, Genesis 12 and 2 Samuel 7 to David. All of it's about the Redeemer. Matthew 1:1, the Redeemer's here. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is our Redeemer. God carried through with his promise with Jesus. Right? And we know the story. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Number three, since this is only devotional, I don't want to get carried away here, is Acts 2 and verse 38. But I kind of have to add in verse 37 to that. So I'll say Acts 2, 37 and 38. And so now up to this point in your entire Bible is about evidence. So Genesis 1 and verse 1 all the way up to Acts chapter 2 and verse 36 is all about evidence. Every bit of it. Evidence of who God is, evidence we got a sin problem, evidence that Jesus is the answer to the sin problem, right? So it's all evidence, right? And you get to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's evidence who our Redeemer is, what he did for you. It's all evidence. And that's what the first gospel sermon's about in Acts chapter 2. The first gospel sermon is Peter reminding those folks there on the day of Pentecost of all the evidence. But here's what I want you to focus on, and we'll add the Lord's invitation. We note here in verse 37 what the evidence is meant to do to a truth-seeking heart. Right? It says they were cut to the heart. That's what evidence, right? We're supposed to have an evidence-based faith. You know, not this close your eyes, leap in the dark kind of faith. That's not biblical. We're called to have an evidence-based faith. God said, here's the evidence. Who I am, where you came from, your origins, your sin, all, here's my Redeemer, all of its evidence, and the truth-seeking heart, it should cut your heart. Right in verse 37, they ask that question, what do we do? My heart hurts, I'm cut to the heart based on this evidence. What am I supposed to do? And then we get the answer in verse 38, right? Repent and be baptized. Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission, the removal of your sins. That's what it's all about. That's your entire Bible right there. Right, and God's given you evidence. He's in the evidence-giving business. He's given it to you. If you had a good and honest heart, it should cut your heart, and it should provoke that question, what am I supposed to do when you get the answer? Right, repent and be baptized. Now, the remainder of the book of Acts is examples of people who either rejected the evidence or accepted the evidence. Right, like the Ethiopian eunuch. I believe this evidence. Look, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Right? You know, Ananias to Paul, or Saul at that point. He's basically saying, I know the evidence has convicted you. You know, why tarriest thou? Rise, be baptized, wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Right? That's what evidence is supposed to do. And then Romans through Revelation is how we live out our redemption. It's all for the redeemed. Right? So if you're here this evening and you haven't responded to the evidence, that's the call. Let's study that more if you need to. If you've obeyed the gospel and fallen away, and you realize you've fallen away back into a lifestyle of sin, you need reconciliation, something you want to bring before the church, let's take care of that. Or if you just need encouragement, let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.